We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
He is a candidate that will destroy this country.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
There is a big difference between peaceful protests and attacking police officers.
They think that all these folks need are hugs and hot cocoa.
Subject everything to scrutiny and make a decision.
This is pure, pure race politics at its worst.
What a mess we've got in Washington, D.C., folks. They cannot even agree on simple police reforms that everybody seemed to be on board with, largely. And not even that can we come to a conclusion on these days in Washington, D.C. You'd never know we were in a political silly season, would you? But that's exactly where we are. Hey, good Friday morning. I'm thrilled that you're with us this morning. We're live on Facebook. Go to the Mark Cox Show there on Facebook, and you can log in. And, of course, if you like the page, you're going to get our notifications when we're live. And same thing with radio.com. If you like it and we carry a presidential speech or whatever the case is live, we put new stories up there, you're going to get a notification right on your phone. And we'll make it easy for you. And they've even got the little rewind deal on there now. So it's fantastic. We hope that you'll check us out on there. And we've been talking about the protest. Well, it's not a protest. The prayer vigil that is going to be scheduled for tomorrow on Art Hill. Remember last week, Tricia Denise, we talked about the fact that there are people who want to change the name of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Scott, I think, was one of the names.
That was a suggestion, yeah.
For Dred Scott or Confluence. So tomorrow, Jim Hoft over at the Gateway Pundit has announced that he's going to hold a prayer vigil. I guess he's kind of sponsoring it, organizing it at noon tomorrow near the statue of King Louis over there, the statue of St. Louis on Art Hill, just to pray and show support for the name St. Louis. And already the anarchists who want to tear down that statue have planned a counter protest, and they're referring to anybody who shows up as a white supremacist. So this should end well, don't you think? They think if you show up tomorrow to pray, you're the equivalent of the white supremacists who showed up in Charlottesville, Virginia. That's what they're equating it to. That's right out of the Karl Marx playbook, the way they've kind of pitched this. So just so you know, people have been reaching out on social media and not only Facebook, but Twitter, asking this morning, what time is the prayer vigil? What time is the prayer vigil? It's at noon tomorrow. And again, being organized by Jim Hoft over at the Gateway Pundit. There's more information on his site there if you want to go on and find out about that or attend. That should be a little bit of a interesting situation if all of those protesters show up over there as well in reaction to that.
I will also get that information on our site. So give me about 10 minutes and it'll be up at 971talk.com/Cox as well.
Fantastic. We'll get all that up there for you. Coming up, before the hour is up, we're going to do our small business showcase today. We'll talk to Dan Steinbrugge over at Admark Screen Printing and how they're getting through all of this pandemic and the reopening of business and see how that's going for them. I got J.J. Carafano coming up at 8:10. And a little later, You've heard Sandra McDowell on this show. She's one of the Republicans running against Mike Parson in the primary. There's another gentleman named Jim Neely, Dr. Jim Neely, who's also running for governor in the Republican primary against Mike Parson. He's going to come on and join us this morning about 8:35, so you can hear what his issues are with the governor. Among other things, I believe he is taking issue with the whole mail-in balloting rule that the governor signed, which is basically expands absentee balloting, if you haven't followed that. So we'll get to that and more coming up here.